We're going to go back now, though, to the devastation, I suppose, being felt in the country over the fatal crash in Dundalk that took five young people in their 20s on Saturday evening. The news coming through yesterday on, of course, what was the International Road Safety Day. With me on the line is Anne Tidings, who's from Lazelton. She lost her son, Padraig, who died on his 22nd birthday 21 years ago this month in a road crash. Anne, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme. I know it's always disappointing, devastating when people lose their lives on the roads, but yesterday's tragedy, I suppose, is especially hard and will be hard, as you know, for the families involved.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. Yeah, it's going to be very hard, and my heart goes out to them, because what they have to face now, not for just the next couple of days and weeks, but for the rest of their lives. It's just going to be terrible. Like, it's something like you'll never get over.
Yeah. And look, the communities, I know, will be rallying around, but it's going to be such just a blow up to the whole community, those people that were involved in everything, those young people, clubs, sports clubs, friendships, employments, work, all of those sort of things. Just absolutely, the ripple effects are huge from one death, let alone five.
Oh, yeah, it affects, it's just not the immediate family. Obviously, they're the ones that's going to be most affected. But as you say, like the wider community, everyone that knew them and worked with them and all their relations, everybody, like, it's just devastating, it is.
Yeah. Yesterday, and especially pointed, it was the International Road Safety Day, and a mass was held in Listowel and in other places across the county as well to mark and to remember the victims.
Yeah, we are doing that now. Yeah, this is the 13th year. And I think Listowel actually is the only place in the county that the mass was held.
Right.
And we do it just... Sorry.
Just how important is that to mark that, to keep memories alive and to get that message out there, Anne?
Well, I think it's very important. Like, it's a reminder to everybody. It's not just the families alone. It's everybody. Just a reminder of, like, the tragedies on our roads, and just make people aware, like, and just that what they can do to make the road safer.
Yeah, and everybody has a role to play, and every day that they get into a car or get on a motorcycle or drive a bus or a truck or a lorry or whatever it is.
Everybody that goes out on the road, people, even pedestrians, it doesn't matter if you go out under that road. It's your responsibility to be safe on that road. And yeah, see people like, yeah, they're walking, especially they're cycling, and they don't wear high-vis clothes. Like, and it's very hard drivers to see them.
And that's a huge part of the issue. It's pedestrians as well, especially at this time of year when it's getting dark earlier in the evenings. That's a key element as well, that people need to help the drivers out there.
Oh, they do, yeah. But even not the evenings alone. If you're going out in the morning, put on a high-vis jacket, because people don't realise, but even with the sun this morning, it's very, very difficult to see a person walking on the road.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you do a huge amount of work. You talk to people all the time. You go to conferences and try and get that message across. Is that a key way of helping, educating people, particularly younger drivers?
Well, I suppose it is, but like, you still see, it's still, like, unfortunately, there are still people being killed on the roads. And, like, it's not the young people alone. Like, I know the young, when you're young, you see no danger. And I suppose all the young people, and they pass their driving test, and they get behind the wheel, and they think, you know, I'm invincible, but unfortunately you're not.
Yeah,
it's just, it's happening every day, like you, yeah.
And there have been a lot of work done with you and others, I know, and road safety campaigners as well. If you go back 20 years, there was, you know, 365 people killed on our roads. last year there was 174, even though it's been going up from, it was 155 in 2022. So it started to uptick again. But a huge amount of work has been done on our roads. That needs to continue.
Well, Atrum, I know the roads and people complain about the state of the roads and this, but it's the people themselves that have to take responsibility. And if you can do like 80 kilometres on a road, it's, the sign is up 80, that road mightn't be fit for 80 at all. You have to slow down and drive according to the conditions of the road.
Yeah, that's the key message, really. It's a simple message, but it's just one that people need to bear in mind every time they get behind a wheel.
They do. They just have, when they sit into the car, they just have to think and say to themselves, look, I have to be careful and I have to take responsibility for their own lives and for the lives of others.
Yeah, that is part of it. And listen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme this morning about that. That's Anne Tidings there from Zelton, who has been campaigning on road safety for many years. Lost her son, Padraig, 21 years ago this month in a road crash.